神的话告诉我们，信耶稣的人都是寄居的，都是在地上做客旅。
God's word tells us that whoever believes in him are only sojourners on this land.
我们一生的故事就是围绕在一件事，那个叫做帐篷。
For our whole life surrounds one thing, and that one thing is a tent.
就是我们个人说，我们的身体是一个帐篷。
So that we could say that our body is simply a tent.
就是我们的家庭说，我们夫妻的关系，我们的房子是一个帐篷。
So we could say that in our life, in our family, our house is only a tent.
就是教会说，神的家说，我们的会所，弟兄姊妹彼此相爱的心是我们的帐篷。
And then we could also say that our church, our home, and the sister and brotherly love is also simply a tent.
我们说到我们的生命，我们的家庭，我们的教会。
And we talked about our life, our family, and our church.
无论你是怎样的来描述我们的一生，但是我们发现我们跟帐篷脱不了关系。
And it does not matter how you describe your own life, we could not depart from the idea of a tent.
帐篷在表面的一面来看见，我们知道是暂时的。
On the surface, a tent is something only temporary.
但是你深入一点来看，这个暂时，神的话说要成就那个永远的。
But then if you look a little deeper, this temporary will lead to something eternal.
地上我们所经历的遭遇的一切都是为了那个永远的来效力。
For whatever we experience on this land is only preparing us for the eternity.
我们的神是永远的神。
Because our God is the eternal God.
他把一本圣经留给我们。
And he has given us his Bible.
叫我们知道不但只信耶稣之前我们的光景是如何。
So he shows us not only what we were before we believed in Christ.
也告诉我们信了耶稣之后到底我们应该怎样看这个地上的寄居的生活。
But he also tells us how to look at our life after we believe in Christ.
感谢主，他的话就是我们的福音。
And praise the Lord that his words is our gospel.
信耶稣的人一直活在福音的里面。
And whoever believes in his words lives in his gospel.
这个福音不但只是信耶稣之前很重要。
And this gospel is not only important before you believe in Christ.
信耶稣之后更重要。
But more importantly, it becomes even more important after you believe in Christ.
福音永远是我们手上的兵器。
Because this gospel is our eternal weaponry.
叫我们知道怎样的活在这个地上。
So that we will have the tool to survive in this land.
一方面有保护。
On one hand, we can be protected.
另外一方面我们可以成长。
And then on the other hand, we can grow.
感谢主，下一个礼拜教会有一件喜事。
And thanks to the Lord that next week there is a great thing happening.
将会有三位的姊妹要受浸归在主的名下。
That's Three sisters are going to be baptized next week.
我们的主是信实的神。
For our Lord is truthful.
他到时候满足我们真心相信他的时候，他让我们得着福音最大的好处。
And then when the time has come, when the timing is right, we could receive the greatest fruit of believing in him.
他叫我们的旧的帐篷拆毁离开。
So that our old tent is no longer.
他现在要彰显一个新的帐篷在我们的面前。
And now he is going to show us this new tent.
叫我们的要受浸的几位姊妹们要离开旧的帐篷，搬到这个新的帐篷里面。
So that the sisters that are going to be baptized will no longer live in the old tent but in the new one.
所以他们下一个礼拜受浸的时候呢，将自己交给主了。
So next week,During the baptism, now they have given themselves to the Lord.
他们站在水里就是要换帐篷。
When they stand in the water, meaning that they're now changing the tent.
他们要从在水里头躺下来。
So now when they laid onto the water,
把他们旧的一切都叫在死地。
And now they have now give away all of the old.
然后他们起来的时候要穿上新生的样式。
And now when they rise again in the water, they will put on a new life.
从今以后他们是神看他们就像是看儿子一样。
So from that moment and on, when God looks at them, now God sees his own son.
过去神看的是一个迷失的罪人。
Before, she was only a sinner who was lost.
今天神看着他要看见神儿子在他的里面。
and now God will see him as his own son dwelling within her.
然后神就开始带我们走属天的道路,
so that God could start to lead us into this heavenly path.
主耶稣的福音是叫我们一直在他的道路上面, 能够往前奔跑,
because his gospel tells us to walk in his path and to run on his path.
那我们就发现在基督里面他要呼召我们来成就一些事情。
Then we will discover that God calls upon us to do something.
那今天我们就来看这样子的一个题目。
So today, this is our topic.
叫做在基督里做领袖。
Is that it is the leadership in Christ.
那我们在世上的时候,过去可能是个领袖,也可能是一个跟随者。
Now in our natural life, maybe we were a leader or maybe we were a follower.
在世上的做领袖的不多,做跟随的比较多。
And yet on this land, there's only a few leaders, but a lot of followers.
做老板的不多,打工的比较多。
Just like there's not a lot of bosses, but a lot of employees.
做大老板的非常少。
And now yet,
still,小老板的也蛮多。
Now there is even now fewer great leaders, but a lot of smaller leaders.
我们一直算上去做皇帝的不多,只有一个。
So now if we count our way up, there's only one king.
其他全部都是他的奴隶。
And everyone else is simply his servant.
这个是世界的系统。
For this is what the earth is.
进到神家里头有完全另外一个系统。
But now if we walk in the house of God, then we have a different system.
每一个都是神家里头的一个领袖。
For every one of us is a different leader.
那我们要看看领袖在圣经里头的意义是什么。
So today let's learn what it means leadership in Bible.
怎样我们一起来做神家里头的领袖。
How do we become leaders in his house?
怎样我们来发现我们成长的三个阶段?
How do we discover the three stages of our growing?
还没信耶稣的今天要决志来信耶稣。
So today, if you have not believed in Christ, let's make up your mind and believe in Christ.
信耶稣很简单,今天的范围就是搬帐篷。
To believe in Christ is simple, it's just moving your tent.
过去我在那个帐篷为那些事来忙碌来效力。
Before I was living in this tent and I was doing these things.
今天我信了耶稣。
And today I believe in Christ.
我愿意得着神上好的福分。
And I'm willing to receive this eternal blessing.
我不愿意在世上跟这些人在打滚。
And no longer will I want to struggle together with the earthly people.
我不愿意在世界上再跟这些的来撕拼。
And no longer I want to be in conflict with the world.
我现在呢,愿意在神的家中得神的上好。
So now I'm willing to come to the house of God and receive.
那是不是我们就不在世界上呢?
So does that mean that we no longer belong to the world?
不是,神仍然把我们的帐篷还设立在这个地上。
No, physically, our tent is still in this world.
但是在我们的心态里头完全不一样。
But now internally, it is a different thing.
过去我们在世界里头争要争到底。
Before, we tried to struggle and win in the world.
今天我们在神的国里头不争这些事。
So now in the kingdom of heaven, we no longer care about the worldly things.
因为我们真实要追求的不是得着世界上的事。
Because our heart does not fall into the worldly things anymore.
今天我们是在神的国度里头往前成长。
And today what we want to do is to grow in the kingdom of heaven.
所以要么不争,争嘛争神的事。
So if we were truly spending a focus on something, we will spend it on the a heavenly thing.
所以我们要换一个帐篷。
So today, let's acquire a new tent.
这个帐篷是耶稣穿在我们的身上。
And this new tent is putting on Christ.
叫我们这个生命在他的面前得神的喜悦。
So that now our life will be favorable by God.
什么叫做在基督里?
What is to be in Christ?
在基督里是一个很大很广的范围。
To be in Christ is a great topic.
每一个信神儿子是基督,是救主的,就在基督里面。
For whoever believes in Christ is in Christ.
我们信他,我们就受浸归在他的名下。
And if we believe in Christ, then we'll get baptized in his name.
我们就公开地承认我们的确是在基督里的一般人。
And now we can publicly proclaim that we are the people of Christ.
那在基督里的范围到底有多大呢?
So what is this boundary of being in Christ?
无论我们人有多大。
It doesn't matter how great we are.
人有多少。
how many we are.
把世界上所有的人都集合在一个地方,
and even if you gather all the people within one place,
神说还可以再广大一点,
and then God even says it could still be greater.
所以信了耶稣不是一个到终点,
so to believe in Christ is not the ending.
在基督里不是就是这样而已,
to be in Christ, there is a lot more.
神的心要把他的儿子的生命一直无限量的一直扩大到全宇宙万有都充满他,
because God wants to extend his life in us throughout the universe.
那今天就在乎我们愿不愿意在基督里头有一点正常的成长。
So the key point is, are you willing to grow in him?
什么叫做在基督里?
So what is to be in Christ?
在基督里就是今天我们不走世界的道路。
To be in Christ means that no longer we want to work the worldly path.
我们是跟随神的儿子。
And now we follow simply Christ.
从前我们是跟随世界的风气随风漂流。
Before we would follow the world, whatever the wind blows.
今天我们只根据基督的生命走主的道路根据神的话。
But today we would only walk on the path of Christ.
要我们一同来明白神有多深多远多大的计划给我们。
So now let's understand this eternal great purpose that God has given us.
就不是一个讲员一个讲台可以完全发表的。
Now this is not something that one speaker can tell you.
所以我这里只能讲的只是一点点而已。
So here I could only point you to a little bit of it.
那还有下个礼拜还要加一点点的讲。
And then next week I will give you a little bit more.
然后一个礼拜一个礼拜很多的聚会每一个聚会都在讲同样的事。
And then after weeks and weeks and weeks of going out the same topic,
我们都在讲主的话。
Then we are speaking God's word.
都在教导大家怎样在基督里头有正常的成长。
And then we will have the learning of how to grow in Christ.
那今天我们要强调的是怎样在基督里做领袖。
So today we're going to focus on the leadership in Christ.
谁是在基督里的领袖呢?
Who are the leaders in Christ?
我们是刚刚得救的人。 我们跟的还来不及了，怎么做领袖呢？
If we are just barely saved, we are barely a follower. Can I
be a leader? 我在教会里头已经十年二十年了，也没有人觉得我是个领袖啊。
Maybe if you say I've been in the church for 10-20 years, but no one treats me as a leader.
甚至有些人觉得，哎呀，我已经七老八十了。
Or even more, some would say, I am already in my elderly.
顾弟兄今天在讲做领袖可能不是对我讲的。
Maybe when Brother Ku talks about how to be a leader, it doesn't address me.
不是这样的。
But that's not the case.
你在基督里, 神就要呼召你做领袖。
If you are in Christ, then God is calling you to be in his leadership.
那我们要看怎样是圣经里头说的做领袖。
So how do we become the leaders?
无论你是多老, 多幼小。
Doesn't matter what your age is.
圣经读了多少遍或者从来没有读一遍,
it doesn't matter how good you are with the Bible.
有没有什么圣灵的经历或者是一点都不懂,
it doesn't matter if you have experienced the Spirit or not.
圣经说神的呼召跟他的恩赐是不后悔的。
Because in the Bible it says God has given us without regret his grace and his word.
神呼召我们所有的人都成为他的儿女。
For God has already called us to be his children.
神的儿女都是做领袖的。
And the sons, the children of God are all leaders.
那我们就看怎么样做神的儿女。
So let's learn how to become his leaders.
圣经里头做领袖有三方面。
In the Bible, there's three different stages.
一方面是做恩赐的领袖。
The first one is to be the leaders in a gift.
一方面是做执事的领袖。
And the second one is to be the leaders in his ministry.
第三方面是做功用的领袖。
The third one is to be the leaders in his functionality.
这里就好像在基督里的 一片里头有三个点，三个角落。
And just like how there is a triangle, how there are three points within leadership.
在基督里今天描述给大家的是一个三角形。
So today I'm describing to you a relationship of a triangle.
有三个点。
There are three points.
第一个点叫做运用恩赐。
The first point is how to use your gift.
第二个点叫做生命的职分。
And the second point is your life in ministry.
第三方面叫做身体的功用。
And then the third point is the functionality of the body.
那我们要从第一个点 到第二个点，到第三个点，还要回到第一个点。
So what we do is we go to point A, to point B, to point C, but we will also go back to point A.
我们所谓的追求，就是在这三个点上面一直在奔跑。
So what we're pursuing is this endless round of point A, point B, point C.
感谢主，我们的奔跑不是平面的。
And thanks to the Lord that this is not something planar.
我们的奔跑是一直往上的。
That every time we try to pursue some more, we go up.
然后往上的奔跑，我们就立体了。
And then, if we go up and up and more, it became dimensional.
平面的奔跑，我们只是在纸上谈兵。
If you're only talking about walking around planar, then you always are just talking about it.
神家所谓的建造，就是我们生命的成长。
And to grow in His house is to grow in ourselves.
所以领导的意义有三方面。
So there's three points.In leadership,
我们三方面都要来发展它。
And we have to grow in all three aspects.
我们先来读一点圣经，罗马书十一章三十三到三十六节。
So now let's start with the Bible, Romans chapter 11, 33 through 36.
请我们一起来念。
Let's read.
身在神丰富的智慧和知识，他的判断何其难测，他的终极何其难寻。谁知道主的心？谁做过他的谋士呢？谁是先给了他，使他后来偿还呢？因为万有都是本于他，倚靠他，归于他，愿荣耀归给他，直到永远。阿们。万有都是本于他
，For everything are from him，
倚靠他
，through him，
归于他
，and to him。
怎样做神家的领袖
？So how do we become leaders in His house？
我们知道，不是出于他的，不能在神家中做领袖。
And we know that if something is not from Him, then it's not to be。
我们每一个重生在基督里的人，就有一份的恩赐。
For now, whoever is reborn of Christ has gifts。
啊，这一份恩赐是出于谁的呢
？And where is this gift from？
这个我们要搞清楚。
And now let's be clear about this.
出于主的，在神家中要用上它。
If it is from God, then it has to be used in the house of God.
出于天然生命的，把它摆一摆。
And if it's from your natural life, then you should lay it down.
有人天生很有口才。
Some of the people has great talking skills.
不要在神家中发表。
But then don't bring it into the house of God.
摩西是在天然生命中很有口才的人。
For Moses is someone who has a great speaking ability.
他学会了全世界的知识。
And then he knows of all the knowledge.
因为他是要被栽培做法老的王子的。
Because Moses was meant to be the prince of the prophets.
他很有雄心壮志。
And he has a great heart.
他要拯救以色列他的弟兄们。
And he wants to save all his brothers of the Israelites.
神把他摆一摆。
But God put him aside.
太有天然的恩赐
because he is too full of
natural gift 太能言善道了
and he has great natural gift
太那个有那个雄心壮志了
and he has too great of a heart
神把他一摆就摆四十年
so God put him aside for 40 years
等到他都忘记自己是有什么天然的恩赐
until one day when he does not remember his natural ability
当他觉得真的没有的时候不能讲的时候
and when he no longer believes that he still has any ability
神呼召他现在要讲
then God calls upon him to speak
恩赐我们天然生命里头都有一点
For we all have gifts within our natural life
但是不要把这个做我们在神家中用上的恩赐
But don't use this natural talent as the house
它是两码事两个帐篷两个不同的生命原则
Because those are from two different tents your talents and your gifts
在我们天然生命里头我们的本领
In our natural lives, we have abilities.
我们在世界上所学会的一些
We have things that we have learned to do in this world.
要在神的面前把它过滤一下
But then, in the house of God, we have to filter.
然后再放在神的家中被主来使用
And after it became filtered, then we will know if you could use your talents.
那我们知道在基督里神也这样子恩赐了给我们每一个人
But now we know that in Christ, we have also received gifts.
这个恩赐到底是怎样的恩赐呢
？So what are the gifts?
罗马书十一章告诉我们，神丰富的知识和判断何其难测。
In Romans chapter 11, it tells us about the depth of riches, both in the wisdom and knowledge of God.
啊，谁知道他的终极？谁知道他的心呢
For how unsearchable are his judgments and unfathomable
his ways. And
who has known the mind of God, or who became his counselor? And the answer is, there is no one.
没有人知道神的心, 没有人知道神的智慧,
for God's mind is unsearchable.
也没有人懂得去跟随主,
and no one will know naturally how to follow Christ.
我们要怎样的来跟随主呢?
So how do we follow Christ?
在神的家中怎样明白自己的恩赐呢?
And in his house, how do we find our own gift?
怎样来在他的恩赐里面有真实生命的成长呢?
And how do we, through his gift, to grow in his house?
怎样叫这个成长成为神看重的一个功用呢?
And how do we grow our gift so that it could become a function?
主耶稣给我们说了一句话,
so God, Lord Jesus gave us this one word.
也是我们今天最重要的一节圣经,
and this is the most important verse of today.
约翰福音10章27节说,
it is in John chapter 10, 20.
我的羊听我的声音,
he says, my sheep hear my voice.
我也认识他们,
and I know them.
他们也跟着我,
and they follow me.
我们这里发现刚好也有三个点,
and here we could see that there's also three things.
第一个点说到我们的恩赐是怎样来的,
he talked about where our gifts come from.
我们对神任何的认识是怎样来的?
And how do we have any type of understanding with God?
不是一直已经放在那里的。
It is not something that has always been given since the beginning.
放在那里的, 神要用十字架去对付它。
And whatever you have put down, it is going to be put away by the cross.
就是放在那里, 那么自然的有一个生命, 放在我们里面有那么样的一个属灵的恩赐。
And what we put down and what we receive is different.
那今天我们讲属灵的恩赐是从神来的。
And today, the gift that we talked about is the gift from God.
那问题是不是我们是主的羊?
Now the problem is, are we his sheep?
主的羊听见主的声音。
Because his sheep hear his voice.
主的声音很重要。
And his voice is very important.
事实上我们听惯人的声音,
in this world, we are used to hearing the voices of other people.
我们就分辨谁是重要的人, 他讲话,
and from hearing his voice, we know who is more important, and we choose to listen to the people that are important.
谁讲话, 哎, 他又讲话了,
and then some other people, when they speak, we will choose to ignore.
那是我们对人的态度,
and this is the treatment we give to different people.
但是万万不能对主有这样子的态度。
However, we cannot use the same attitude to God.
因为是主的声音, 神儿子的声音, 叫我们使人听见。
Because it is God's Son's voice that makes us listen.
意思就是说, 一个从来不听主耶稣声音的人,
that means that if someone who has never heard his voice before,
他还没重生了。
If he has still has not heard the voice, he has not been reborn. He was still one of the people among the dead. But it is someone who hears his voice.
圣经说就活过来了。
The Bible says, now this person is alive.
一定活过来了。
It is someone who definitely is alive. So how do we receive his gift?
有一天主呼召我们,
it's one day we hear this calling.
我们知道主呼召他一定负责任。
Because we know that if God calls upon us, he will take on the responsibility.
主不会叫一只手去做一只脚的事。
For the God will never ask a hand to do the work of a
hand. 不会叫一个眼睛去做一个鼻子的事。
It will never ask an eyes to do the work of a nose.
主呼召你就负你的责任。
If God calls upon you, then he is taking on the
responsibility. 主没有对你说话, 没有呼召你,
and if God does not call upon you,
那是一厢情愿的事。
That means that it is only something that you yourself want to do. Today we have to learn to hear his voice because we are his sheep.
是主的羊就怎么样呢?
So what would the sheep do?
主就说,
and then God said, I know my sheep.
不是主的羊, 主认不认识他们?
For if you're not his sheep, would
第一个,
God know you?
他们没有听主的声音。
Well, first off, if you're not his sheep, then you cannot hear his voice.
主说往东, 他们往西。
And God asked you to go to the east, you would go to the west.
那主耶稣一直在看着这些往东的羊。
And God would look on the sheep that are going to the east.
他没有看见往西的羊。
And he will ignore the sheep that are going to the other side.
那这里是说到一个, 是属于主的羊, 听主的羊, 主认识。
So now this group of sheep are the group that God knows.
就是这些已经换了帐篷的人。
It is the sheep that has now changed the tent.
就是这一些跟着主在跑的人,
and it is these people that follow God and run with God.
主就认识他们,
and these are the people that God knows.
当然,这个是信主之后发生的事,
so of course, these are the things that happen after you believe in
Christ. 其实没有信主之前,
so before we know Christ, does he know, already know us?
主也认识我们,
yes, God knows us.
但是那个是, 创造者认识罪人的一个认识,
but the knowing is simply a creator who knows who the sinners are.
这里的一个约翰福音的认识是说, 在跟着主, 在建造生命, 成长生命的一般人来说的,
but this knowing that is talked about in John chapter 10 are the people that God know and want to grow.
感谢主这里的话说, 我也认识他们,
here, praise the Lord, it says, I know them.
不是一个人特别厉害,他怎么,我走到哪里,他就跟着我,我认识这个人。
For here, it doesn't particularly talk about one person, but it is plural. It says, I know them.
在主的心目中没有什么标新立异的人。
Because in God's mind, there is no one person who is special.
主要建造的不是某一个人。
And God does not want to build up on one person.
是一个他们。
But God wants to build a group.
所以我们上次讲到在基督里成长的一个很关键的根基的是怎样把我变成我们。
So just like how last time we talked about, it is important to change from I to we.
主要认识的是我们。
Because God wants to know us.
然后下面一句话说, 他们也跟着我。
Then after that he said, and they follow me.
啊, 主认识我们。
For God knows us.
我们也 跟着主,
and we follow him.
这个就是三个阶段,
so this is the three stages.
我们一直要这样子的来奔跑,
and then we have to go around and around and around.
一直要这样子的成长, 而且一直要连于天的往上走,
and meanwhile we will grow and grow and ascend and ascend.
这里我们要知道怎样的往上走,
and here we have to learn how to grow up.
不是今天我听了一个主的声音, 我就不需要再听了, 我就直冲就是了。
It is not something that you hear once and then you just run blindly in the
direction. 这里有三个点,
here, there is three different points.
啊, 这样子的一个走法, and, 顺时针的走法,
and you have to go clockwise from A to B to C.
叫做恩典,
it is through grace.
叫做进入幔内,
it is to enter within the veil.
有时候主是让我们另外一个逆时针的走法,
but sometimes we have to go from A to C to B.
这个叫做出道营外,
and this is meaning to go out of the camp.
这个叫做跟随主背起自己的十字架,
and this is to follow Christ and to carry up on our own cross.
一个正常的基督徒, 他非常知道要靠恩典才能往前,
for an usual Christian, they know that it is through grace that they could march forward.
一个跟随基督的人, 他也知道怎样要常常跟着主出道营外,
and someone who knows Christ will also understand that they have to walk out of the camp to carry on their own cross.
我们盼望在教会中每一个弟兄姊妹都有服事,
so I hope that all the brothers and sisters will have their own service.
我们盼望我们的服事不是任何一个人被安排了一个职位就是去单打独斗,
and I hope that when someone is assigned to a service, that person is not doing it the work by himself. I ask the brother and sister, we have a fellowship. And within the fellowship, we would hear his voice. And we would pray. We would seek the Lord. And then we would understand how we are given the gift. And then afterward, we could come into a fellowship and learn to use our gift. Because there are a lot of people that are willing to serve. But then what we need to learn is how to make one into us.
所以轮到我教主日学, 我就拿这个包包, 我就一个人去教主日学。
So whenever it's my turn to teach Sunday school, I will carry my bag and I will go teach my thing.
轮到我教传福音, 我就拿起我的书, 圣经, 我就一个人去准备去传福音去了。
And whenever it's my turn to spread the gospel, I will bring my own Bible and I will go preach by myself.
轮到我带圣经, 我就一个人, 我就从头, 啊, 就我带圣经了。
And whenever it's my turn to lead the small group, I would prepare by myself and teach by myself.
这个都很好,
and it is a great thing to do.
这个心愿被成全,
it shows how you are willing to serve.
但是我们要有进步,
but now let's grow.
我们就要肯学,
and we need to learn.
肯学听话,
and need to learn to listen.
肯一起学习,
to learn together.
所以受教是很重要的。
So it is important that you're willing to learn and listen.
世界上一句话, 不学无术,
in the world, there's a saying that says, if you don't learn, then you have no skill.
属灵的事情有时候也是这样。
And in spiritually, it applies the same.
然后我们就发现我们同一件事情做了十几年都是这样子同样的做法。
And then sometimes you might recognize that you have been doing the same things over and over again in a plainer concept.
圣经, 那个世界上有人这样子取笑一些人常做同样的事。
And a lot of, there's a saying that says, that mock other people that says, you've been doing this thing for 10 years.
但是期望不同的结果。
But every time you do the same thing, you expect something different.
就是转这个弯骂这些是傻瓜。
So then it basically is mocking them that says they are ignorant.
我们不能够做同样的事。 盼望不同的结果,
because you can expect to do the same exact thing and expect a different
result. 我们也不盼望只是做同样的事，然后就说，然后就云里雾里去祷告去，然后就以为神再加上祝福就可以了。
And then I sure hope that you don't think that every time you do the same thing with a prayer, you will receive something different.
进入幔内祷告是很重要的。
Because it is important to enter into the veil to pray.
之后还要出到营外。
But more importantly, afterward, you have to go out of the camp.
进到幔内是得恩典,
to go into the veil is only to receive grace.
出到营外是要去顺服主去的。
But now to walk out of the camp means that you have to be disciplined to
God. 主就这样子的, 有时候这样子带我们上去。
So that through these two hands, we are now leading upward.
有时候这样子带我们上去。
And sometimes we're leading upward the other way.
但是我们从来不落单。
But then now, we are never fallen behind.
我们一定跟着弟兄姊妹一起在走。
Because in us, there is a group.
因为是我们认识主, 主也认识我们。
Because it is through this group that we get to know Him and God knows us.
我们在神的, 在基督里做领袖,
so to take leadership in Christ,
其实就是做带头的羊。
Basically means that we are the first leading sheep in the flock.
以色列地牧养的人有两种的方法。
Because there's two, the shepherds has two ways to shepherd his flock.
一种呢, 其实是在那个地方受到外邦人影响,是外邦人的方法。
The first way that they lead the sheep is basically influenced by the foreigners.
那另外一种呢, 就是传统以色列人的牧养方法。
And the other way of shepherding is a traditional Israelite method.
外邦人的方法呢, 是在后面赶。
For the foreigners, they lead the flock by chasing them after.
他们无论你有多少,
it doesn't matter how many sheep they are.
他们呢, 就有很多很多的人在分布在这个地上。
They will have a lot of people following the sheep.
然后呢, 这些牧羊人, 牧羊狗什么的, 牧羊马, 他们就围着这些, 然后就赶。
And all the shepherds behind them will lead them by pushing them and chasing them.
谁哪一只羊跑偏了, 他们就把它追回来, 然后还是归大队再走。
Whichever sheep wants to depart, they will have a shepherd outside chasing the sheep inward.
这个是一种的方法。
That's one way of shepherding.
另外一种呢, 是正宗的, 是亚伯拉罕, 大卫的方法。
And the other way to shepherd the flock is the method from Abraham.
也是我们耶稣基督的方法。
It is also the method of Christ.
他们是牧羊人走在前头。
Is that the shepherd will walk forward and lead.
有危险, 牧羊人先看见。
And if there's any danger on the forward, the shepherd will first see.
有陷阱, 牧羊人先带他们逃过。
And if there's a tough condition, the shepherd will first recognize.
总而言之, 就是身先士卒的。 是牧羊人。
Basically, the shepherd leads by being in the front.
有一次我读了一本那个以色列人打仗的书。
One day, I read a book of how the Israelites would go to war.
听说是那个Churchill他的儿子写的一本书。
I heard that it is a book that was written by Churchill.
叫做40天。
The name of the book was 40 Days.
不是。 Sorry, 那个40天另外一件事, 是叫做六日战争。
No, actually the name of the book is called The War of 6 Days.
Yeah, 是以色列人被外邦人围住打了六天很凶猛的仗。
It talked about the story of how the Israelites was surrounded and went into a hard battle for 6 days.
是一个生死存亡的仗。
It talked about the meaning of survival.
外邦人有成千上万，那么多人山人海的那么多的人马、兵炮、船都有。
How the Israelites were surrounded by thousands and thousands of men, tanks, planes, ships, and everything.
以色列就是那么样一丁点的人在中间被这些外邦人围着来打。
And yet there's only so little amount of people in the middle that are surrounded.
怎么打法?
So how do they win?
有人拿出《孙子兵法》看了。Someone
would bring out a book of Sun.
这个《孙子兵法》不是没用，在这个时候呢，那个悬殊的太厉害了。Maybe
it doesn't apply in this situation.
最管用的是什么?
So what is the best method to win this war?
就是所有的领袖都不怕死。
Is that the most effective method is when the leaders are not afraid to die.
一个抵人家一千个。
When the leaders now could go one versus a thousand.
所以我们读到里头战争的一些事情，我们就学到以色列人是这样子做牧人的。
So when we learn of how they fight the wars, that's exactly how they become shepherds.
就好像一个羊被一个狮子咬去了，那个大卫会冲过去，拉开狮子的口，把羊拿出来的。
And then by these 6 day wars, we could see the bravery. How if a sheep is captured by a lion, David would go and fight the lion.
每一个做领队的这些军人，
for all the leaders within the army,
他们 就是往前冲，第一个冲。
And the only thing they do is they would charge.
越高军阶的越跑在前头。
Whoever has the highest rank would charge even further.
死呢？谁先死呢？
So who would die first?
跑在后面的死。
Is it someone who is not willing to charge?
不会，他们这些人真的不怕死。
No, all the people in that army, they're fearless.
所以他们
So they all charge.
死了有没有人不死的?
And does anyone who will not die ever?
的确有人死。
And yes, a lot of them would die.
但是感谢主，他们在整个军队里头每一个都是 leader.
But praise the Lord,
都是做领袖的。
Everyone within that army, they are leaders.
第一号将官死了，第二号跑上去，马上还是在他领头在打。
For the first in command would get shot down, but the second in command would just charge.
前仆后继.
So if the second in command falls, then the third and the fourth and the fifth.
敌人被他们打得怕了.
So now it is the enemy who are in fear.
这个叫做在神家中做领袖.
So and this is the leadership in God's house.
我们的耶稣基督是好牧人，好牧人为人为羊舍命。
For our Lord Jesus is the best shepherd. He is willing to lay down his life for his sheep.
他来的目的不是舍命,
even though his purpose is not just to give his life.
他来的目的是为羊舍命,
but his purpose is to give his life for the sheep.
所以当羊有需要的时候，他首先舍命。
So whenever there is a need of the sheep, the shepherd is willing to lay down everything.
这个是我们第一个领袖。
And he is our first leader.
所以他是首先的。
So that's why he is the first.
所以万有都是本于他。
That's why everything is from him.
所以他是我们的领袖。
And that is why he is the leader.
今天我们换上一个帐篷。
So today when we change into a new tent.
我们披戴基督。
And now when we put on Christ.
披戴基督做懦者，是不是懦者？ 这个中文怎么讲？ 懦弱的懦者，huh?
Oh, to put on Christ doesn't mean that we are weak.
那我们就不匹配。 Not matching. 我们在披戴基督，我们就要像神的儿子。
So when we choose to put on Christ, then we have to match Christ.
但是大家不要紧张，还没那么快要去上战场。
But don't be worried, we are not in war yet.
我们这一年来，我们一直在为神家祷告。
And throughout the year, we have been praying for the house of God. We ask Him to give us a couple peaceful years so that we could build up. And today, we are not at war. And today, we are building up.
我们也为神家守望，我们盼望主给我们几年平安的时间可以建造。
And we're hoping that God would give us a couple of peaceful years to build up.
今天是大家要花时间在主面前听见神儿子的声音。
And today we are here to learn to hear His voice.
知道主呼召你来做什么。
And we will know when He calls upon us.
知道你怎样的愿意起来，让主来认识你。
And how after hearing His voice, we are willing to stand up.
然后跟随他往前。
And follow Him to walk onto the path.
主今天要神家的领袖。
Because God is calling up on the leaders.
首先呢是懂得做带头的羊。
To be a leader, the first thing is to be the leading sheep.
活出羔羊的生命。
To set an example and live His life.
得着一点恩赐。
To receive the gift.
就用上去。
Whenever we receive, we would use.
当我们在用恩赐的时候,
now, when we are using our gift,
我们不要先看别人,
let's not focus on how the others.
主呼召我, 我就这样子去做,
when God calls up on you, then you do as He said.
当一个一个,每一个都是这样子的往前的时候,
now, when everyone starts to hear the voice and march forward,
你就发现你不在原地踏步。
Then you will now suddenly recognize that you're not marching on the same place. You are not doing the same thing over and over again. And furthermore, you will recognize that when you are doing things, others are doing things with you. And all of a sudden, you find other Sunday school teachers that teach.
谁是在传福音里头的同路人?
And you will find other companions in the preaching.
谁是在教会中做招待的同路人?
And you will find other companions when you are an usher.
同路是什么?
What does it mean to have companions?
一起听见主的声音,跟着主往前。
To be companions means that you guys hear the same voice.
而不是只是来三个月,半年开一个会,然后大家来
It is definitely not someone when a group of people just gather once a quarter to talk.
我们要成长,
because we have to grow.
第一个阶段就是弟兄姊妹的恩赐都要摆进来。
If the first stage is that we have to be willing to give a gift.
摆进来的同路人要一起有交通,
and the companions will work together.
然后在交通中我们一起往前。
And through fellowship, we march forward.
在交通的里面有时候交不通。
And maybe in our fellowship, sometimes there is conflict.
我们就跟同路人一起在祷告。
And then at that time, we would pray together.
难处就是没有发现谁是同路人。
Now the most difficult thing is we have to find our companion.
不是同路人，你也不愿意一起祷告。
Because if that person is not a companion, then you guys should not pray together.
因为有时候祷告也不再讲祷告同样的事。
Because if you just find someone random, you guys might not be praying the same.
所以我们发现要真实有负担是主的呼召。
So it is important to understand that our burden comes from above.
好，我们现在好好面对这一个交在我们手中的事。
So now let's focus on the things that we are given in our hands.
然后我们一起来到主面前来寻求来祷告。
Then together we will come and seek and pray together.
交不通再来交通。
And if we don't have a fellowship and commitment, then we talk some more.
再来祷告。
And we will pray some more.
然后我们这个点就扎实了。
Then now we have a common point.
扎实了我们要常常 进到幔内,出到营外,进到幔内,出到营外。
And once we have this foundation, then we could go in the veil and go outside of the camp.
好,我们再读下面一段圣经。
So now let's read the next passage.
今天我们可能就只讲两个点,下次再讲啊。 我们读哥林多前书12章4节。
Let's read 1 Corinthians chapter 12, 4.
恩赐原有分别,圣灵却是一位。罗马书12章6到8节。
Romans chapter 12, 6 through 8.
按我们所得的恩赐各有不同,或作预言,就当照着信心的程度说预言。
或作教导的,就当专一教导,或作劝化的,就当专一劝化。
施舍的,就当诚实。 怜悯人的就当甘心，主一个圣灵赐给我们很多的恩赐。
For the same Spirit has given us a varieties of gifts.
恩赐各有不同。
And there is a variety of gifts.
我们要注意这里没有大小恩赐的问题。
And here, let's keep in mind that there is no bigger or smaller gifts.
却有不同恩赐的情形。
But there is a lot of different gifts.
这里, 我们要讲的两个点要注意的，第一个是 一定运用恩赐要专一。
So here, it is important to understand that we, when we exercise a gift, we have to pay
attention.
We have to be focused.
要对主给你的恩赐专一。
And we have to focus on the gifts that we are given.
主呼召我们，给我们一份恩赐，可以在神家中服侍。
Because when God gives us His gift, it is a gift that we could use in His house.
要对我们手中的服侍专一。
So that we have to keep in one mind of the things that we do.
有专一服侍的人才能够把应用恩赐发挥出来。
For someone who is focused is someone who could exercise his gift fully.
否则的话呢, 东摸摸西摸摸。
Otherwise, if you try to do this one thing and the other,
然后呢, 这个看看, 那个批评一下,
and then you look at this and then you criticize somewhere or somewhere else,
结果呢, 啥都没做好。
Then at the end, you have accomplished nothing.
所以所有的恩赐都不一样。
So yes, there's a lot of different gifts.
不是你的恩赐, 不要去管这个。
And if it is not your category or your gift, then don't worry about it.
那我们因为在教会中所有的聚会都是公开的。
Because all the meetings within this house are public.
那我们基本上读经祷告都是公开的。
So at the same time, when we read the Bible and we pray, it is always public.
祷告参与的人还比较少一点。
And even though there's not that many people participating
in prayer,
but I hope that more people will join us.
这个话也讲了几十年了。
And then I have been preaching the same message year and year.
在每一个教会都讲了, 所以现在已经几千年了。
And so just like in every church since the beginning, so it's been 1,000 years.
看见祷告重要的人还是最很少很少。
But yet not that many people understand the importance
但是,
of prayer.
复兴的时候不是这样。
But now during the time of the revelation,
教会有几次复兴的时候，祷告都是很明显的一件事。
When the churches is going through a stage of revelation, more people will come to prayer group.
所有的专一都从祷告出来的。
Because everyone, all the focus comes from praying.
在祷告中回转。
And it is in a prayer that we would repent.
在祷告中懊悔自己。
It is doing prayers that we will repent.
在祷告中承认自己不行。
And it is in prayer that we will commit of our weakness.
在祷告中再听见神儿子的呼召。
And it is only in prayer that we will hear His voice.
在祷告中然后领受主的智慧来做事。
And yes, it is only through His prayer that we will receive His wisdom.
专一的做事。
And now once you receive, you need to be focused.
在做好自己手中的事。
And you need to focus on the things that you do best.
然后教会的建造就有一片很强的力量出来。
So now together, the church will have a strong foundation.
这里另外一个点,
and here, a different point.
这里说, 治理的就当殷勤,
and it says, whoever manages, whoever leads with diligence.
原来的治理就是说做领袖的,
and it is talking about the leadership.
就是管理神家的人,
it is someone who manages the house of God.
做领袖的就当殷勤,
and the leaders need to be diligent.
什么叫殷勤?
And what is to be diligent?
殷勤就是做带头羊。
To be diligent means that you're willing to be the leading sheep.
别人还没听见，你已经听见主的话了。
And if the other people have not heard the voice, you have heard the voice.
别人还在忙着吃草，你已经站在主面前了。
When the other sheep are still eating grass, you are already standing in front.
主一转身，你也跟着转身。And
whenever God turns a corner, you are turning the same corner.
什么叫殷勤?
So what's being diligent?
主在哪里，你也在哪里。It
means that wherever the Lord is, you are as well.
这个叫殷勤。That
is to be diligent.
什么叫背道? Apostasy. 背道就是主在这里，你在那里。
That means that when God is here, you are somewhere else.
很简单的事。
It is a simple fact.
我们怎样用恩赐？
How do we use our gift?
那我现在还不是在说在神家做管理，大家不要误会，就是说好像只有几个人在做管理。 不是的。
Definitely it's not saying that only a few is worthy to be leaders.
这里的做管理还是在基督里做管理。 领袖的。
And here, when he talked about leadings, he still talked about all of us as leaders.
我根本对音乐不是很通。
For I have no knowledge in music.
那是有一点保留自己。
And that might be an understatement.
对。在高杰面前我是一窍不通。
So before Sister Esther, I got nothing.
那是爱你讲诚实话。
And I am being honest.
啊，为什么？不是我的恩赐，我也没有这个招。
So that means that if that's not my gift, then I do not have a calling in music.
那在恩，在这个恩赐，音乐的恩赐上面，我就看我要不要学了，对不对？
So here, it is up to me if I want to be a learner.
要学的人就要受教。
And if you're willing to learn, that means that you have to be disciplined.
要受教就是要听高杰的。
And if you need to learn, that means you have to first listen.
哎呀，高杰这样，高杰那样。不是我要注意的。
And it is absolutely not my position to first criticize.
我只知道她是治理音乐的人。
For what I need to know is that she has the gift and she is leading.
她是在音乐上面跟随主往前走一步的人。
And she is the person who leads along with God.
她是音乐里头的领头羊。
And she is the leading sheep in the category of music.
我要在这个线上有一点服侍的话，我就跟着他跑就是。
So now, if I want to be a partaker in this service, then I need to follow this sheep.
我们现在要把它收回来。
So now let's conclude.
什么叫做治理的？
What does it mean to lead?
什么叫做做领袖？
What does it mean to be in leadership?
什么叫做带头羊？
What is it to mean to be the leading sheep?
我们要很清楚，这一切都是出于主。
We have to clearly understand that originally it is from him.
不是因为自己的兴趣。
It is not because of what you are liking.
也不是因为人的安排。
It is not because of our arrangement.
最重要的是主告诉你你要这样子。
And more important and most importantly is that it is a calling from God.
然后你就做主的羊，听主的声音。
So when God calls upon you, you follow and be his sheep.
真正听主的声音都不独立。
Because whenever, whoever choose to listen to the voice, you are not a single.
他们一定在身体的里面成长。
Because this person will become a body and grow.
他们可能会被误会。
And sometimes they might be misunderstood.
他们可能会被冤枉。
And sometimes they may have been misunderstood.
但是慢慢大家会晓得，他所做的就是跟随主。
But then slowly, other people will understand that she is only listening to the voice.
真的跟随主的人。
For someone who truly listens,
主认识他。
God knows that person.
有一天主会给他一个职分。
And one day God will give her a position.
这个职分有一天在永远里头，主也要承认这个就是他的功用。
And it becomes a ministry, and the ministry will become her functionality in the body.
在这个生命成长的建造的里面。
So that's how we grow.
三个角落。
There's three different corners.
今天我们只讲了一个角落。
Today we only focus on receiving the
gift. 但是我们讲怎么样站住这个角落，也怎样的在这个角落里头往前。
And then from this first corner, we learn to grow and go to the other corner.
叫教会的成长不是一个纸上谈兵的平面图。
So that we no longer simply talked about how we can grow.
乃是我们在生活里头跟我们的每一天的生活有关系。
But in our life, we would experience
跟我的生命有关系
that we will have a relationship in my life
跟我的家人有关系
that I will build this fellowship with my family
跟我们教会里头每一位弟兄姊妹都有关系
that I will become a partaker within this group of family
我们的成长一定在帐篷的里面有成长
so that within our new tent, we have a growing together
但愿主的帐篷越来越扩大
so I hope that this new tent would grow and grow and grow
绳子越来越拉长
At that the rope will grow longer and longer.
越来越打深。The pack is driven deeper, deeper. 叫我们这个帐篷能够越来越高大。
So that our tents could grow not only further, but also upward.
但愿我们的教会成为主喜悦的帐篷。
So I hope that this tent could be his favorable tent.
主喜悦有一天他就要带领我们进入荣耀。
And then if God's willing that he would lead us together into glory.
我们再唱刚才的诗歌。
Let's sing Psalm 269 again.
269首